streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated BF Goodrich All-Terrain TAK02. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
This week, Thursday Night Football is on Fox. Tom Brady and the Bucks are on a roll, but Jalen Hurts, Devontae Smith, and the Eagles might have something special for them in Philly. Thursday, 7:30 Eastern, 4:30 Pacific on Fox, NFL Network, and streaming on Prime Video.
I think that's getting me a little closer than you think. Philadelphia is an interesting team. They've given some, they stole that game in Carolina. That defense just clamped down, took the ball away from Sam Darnold. He's a Hall of Famer. He's been on Fox, NFL on Fox, the number one show forever. Super Bowl champ, 13 decorated years in the NFL, and he's our friend Howie Long. He is joining us. Of course, his sons, Chris and Kyle, play in the NFL. You know, it's interesting. There are things during a season you can correct. There's a trade deadline. You draft a player. They're just not quite ready. They get better by Thanksgiving than they were on Labor Day. And then there's things you can't correct. And I look at Kansas City's defense, and I know Chris Jones is coming back. They'll be better up front. But Howie, that Buffalo did whatever they wanted, whenever they wanted to. They kind of pushed them around. I don't know if some of this Kansas City defense, is it all, they're 2-3. I don't know how much is correctable.
Well, and I think when the offense has a bad night, which they did, you could write some of the other losses off, particularly on offense, to mistakes that were made, poor choices. The numbers were big. They were running the ball, really effectively. I love the way they were running football, and they were putting up big numbers through the air, and Patrick was making his share of plays, and they're kind of a Ferrari offense.
Yeah.
And, Buffalo made the decision, we're going to play coverage. And they've had a lot of time to think about this. They had the two losses versus them last year. And, you go on the road in Kansas City, and this is their second loss there, which is really saying something. But they forced them to be something they don't like to be. And that's patient.
Yeah.
The checkdowns were there. The middle of the field was open, the seam. They didn't work it. There were some dropped balls. One interception went right through the hands of one of the receivers. To me, this was a game where the defense becomes much more glaring when your offense, which you rely on every week to be great, stumbles.
I want to talk about the Chargers-Browns game, which was crazy fun. So this was Jimmy Johnson on your guys' show yesterday. Jimmy talking about Justin Herbert. Here it is. Jimmy Johnson.
The Chargers, they've got a star at quarterback, Justin Herbert. You know, 6 touchdown passes in the red zone the last couple of weeks. And in fact, if I was drafting in the NFL today, of all the players, my number one pick would be Justin Herbert. He's that big a star.
Over Mahomes?
Over Mahomes.
Well, it's interesting because you know Oregon football well because one of your sons played there. And so you saw Herbert before all of us saw Herbert. I got to tell you, when I watch him, I talked to an offensive guy, a former NFL coach this week, and he said Herbert would be easier to coach than Mahomes because he's so disciplined. His size, his footwork, he's a pleasure to coach. Not a lot of correctable stuff here. I don't know. I look at Herbert, and I don't want to be too hyper on a Monday, but, man, you've been watching him play since college, Howie. It's different.
Yeah. I said it last year in the middle of the season. I think he's a generational talent. I think 5-6 times a game he does something, makes a throw, pulls it down and runs like he did yesterday, 4 touchdowns through the air, 1 on the ground. He's had 11 touchdowns over the last 3 weeks, no interceptions. He's big. He's super athletic. He has a cannon for an arm. He has that kind of Northwest sensibility. He's super smart. To me, it's a no-brainer. I think, you know, the system in Oregon didn't necessarily play to his talents. Right. But, you know, once they got to the bowl game and once he got to the Senior Bowl. And here's the thing about quarterback. It's the hardest position to predict in terms of translation from high school to college, college to pro. And sometimes you just have to trust what you see.
Yeah.
And you could make the same statement for his left tackle, Slater. Slater, to me, was the most kind of polished, game-ready, pure left tackle in the draft. And they were fortunate enough to get him. And now you've locked up your left tackle and you've locked up your quarterback, who is not just a franchise quarterback, but you can make the argument if you're listing the top 5 quarterbacks, he's certainly in the conversation towards the top.
Hey, listen, we both know John Gruden. You knew him better than I did. You know, ugly remarks, nobody's going to defend those. I don't know what happens going forward. But once again, they start hot. They're a little bit of a mess. He's now in trouble. You're kind of gut feeling on the state of this team. I don't have an answer for it, but they look great in September. Maybe it's an offensive coach in the offseason, dials up plays. They come in with a lot of juice. They lose it. They were flat. He's in trouble. What do you see going forward for Gruden and the Raiders?
Well, I felt like this was a different team. I will say this. The offensive line has been a real issue.
Yeah.
And part of that's injury, and part of that's just not being able to put the best 5 guys out there on the field. And that chips away at number one, your run game, and it chips away at what your run game sets up, and it puts Derek Carr in unenviable situations. But they just didn't play well. They were flat, and I'm not quite sure why, and it's something, maybe the distractions during the week, I don't know. I think moving forward, though, they need to get refocused and kind of understand where they are, and they're, 3-2, and that's, it's a lot better than 2-3 or sitting where some other folks are doing. But when you're looking at the Chargers and you're looking at the Chiefs, that's a tough road to hoe in that division.
It really is. You know, you look around the NFL right now, and, I mean, we have 4 or 5 teams with young quarterbacks, so we know that's not going to be as dynamic. But then you look at Herbert and even Baker yesterday and Lamar tonight, and you start looking at Mahomes and Josh Allen. I got to tell you, the quality of football and athlete, Howie, do you realize you're smaller than some of these quarterbacks now?
I'm a little bit heavier. Maybe I'm 253, maybe. And these guys are, you know, you look at Herbert. Well, the kid from Buffalo, Josh Allen, is he's a grown man. And some of those designed runs, which the Chiefs really didn't have an answer for, and some of the pass plays off of that also, I think they're doing a great job of playing to his strengths, yes. His abilities.
Yes.
You remember when he came out, Colin, talk about, you know, people being wrong. I mean, kid plays at Wyoming, small competition, big athletic cannon for an arm. He's inaccurate, and you can't coach that. Where is it written in stone? Did it come down off a hill that you can't coach a guy up? His first 2 years versus the last 2 years, it's really been a big jump. And you know, credit to him, credit to Palmer, I think he works with, and tweaking his mechanics and kind of reevaluating where he was. And I think he's got a great coaching staff, and I think the future is bright in Buffalo, and he's a guy that is perfect Dallas. For that football team and what they want to do.
You know, it's interesting. A year ago, at the start of last year, we had the pandemic issues. At the start, I said, I don't like Dallas because they have a bunch of good players, and they're overpaying for virtually all of them. But they've hit on four draft picks, Howie, and four different units. CeeDee Lamb, Micah Parsons, the UCLA defensive lineman, and I'm missing one of them here. There's another kid. Trayvon Diggs. Four different units. They've hit home runs on draft picks. And now, 20 games later, I'm like, oh, this is a totally different team. Now they got some discount players. I look at Dallas today, Howie, and I'm like, oh, that team can win playoff games. That's a multi. Am I being fooled here?
No, and I think really, you know, you look at Zeke and you look at the two back system, and Zeke is the power back, and they've got the change up back, and,
yep.
And Lamb, to me, you know, Cooper's been banged up on and off throughout the course of this early part of the season, and you know, if he can get healthy, Lamb looks like a number one.
Yes, yes.
You know, and Schultz got a lot of snaps last year, and I think Dak got comfortable with him at tight end, and you know, he plays somewhat of a big role too, and their offensive line is somewhat healthy, and they've got production out of the backup right tackle that you know, most people don't have the luxury of having. But Dak and Kellen Moore on the same page, I think Mike McCarthy, when he made the decision, whether that decision was made for him or he made the decision to keep Kellen Moore in place for continuity with Dak, you know, verbiage, their relationship being in sync, and I think those two are in sync.
Yep.
And I think when your quarterback is your best guy on the team and he's your hardest worker, it just has a ripple effect on the entire locker room. And what Diggs is doing?
Oh my gosh!
You know, it might look easy, but it's not. And the preparation and what goes into being in position, and Dan Quinn has done a great job changing his system and saying, look, maybe I'm not getting it done the right way, and I've got to adapt to this personnel, something they didn't do the year before. And they are flying around, and they're forcing turnover. And I say, how can you kind of sustain this pace of turnovers? But when you're in position to be successful through hard work, both on the field and in the film room, and that's what he is, and he has wide receiver skills at DB.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's just different. There are guys that come into this league. Rashawn Slater, as you mentioned, you just watch how he resets his feet, even if he's beat. You watch his hands. You see about four guys out of the draft.
That's a good defense.
No,
that's a good defense.
Did you hear that story, Howie, that he literally told his running backs, stop chipping Myles Garrett. I can block him myself. It's like, what?
Who's you know that? What, though, with chip blocks, it's interesting because more often than not, I see the chip block, the timing on it, the communication, because if you're getting a chip block, you don't want to overset. And you've got that help from outside. A lot of times, the tackle will maybe overset. The chipper knocks him back inside, and you've overset, and it gives him the inside lane. I think he's more comfortable just by myself,
yep.
Stay inside out, and I can athletically, you know, match up with whoever I'm playing against, and that's certainly the case down there.
Good stuff. Howie Long, the Hall of Famer, great seeing you. That looks like very nice stone behind you. I'm not going to comment on the price, but it's a man of means. That's very nice behind you, whatever that is. Very
well,
nice.
My wife liked the stone, so I got it. That's kind of a good move. I think that's what you do.
Yeah, I think that is exactly what you do and how you stay married to your beautiful wife.
Yes.
Howie Long, the Hall of Famer. Great seeing you.
Take care, guys.
You bet. No, I mean, that. I'm telling you, that Trayvon Diggs is just like, all right, that's all. And we knew he was good last year, but it's like you don't get that good that fast. I mean, he was good last year. Like, we all knew he was good. It's like, oh, no, he's probably the best corner. And that Rashawn Slater is literally taking Chase Young and Myles Garrett and just like, I got him. He is really, I mean, the Chargers, and they got Asante Samuel, and he's a number one corner. Like, they have hit between, do you know how lucky you are if you're a fan? And you're like, we got lockdown corner, quarterback, and left tackle taken care of. Those are three of the five positions. If you could start a football team today and you said, you got to take care of five positions, you go quarterback, left tackle, lockdown corner, star wide receiver, give me an edge rusher. And then you just cross your fingers. Those are the five you'd need. Chargers got three of them, and they're all kids. It's like, wow. And Dallas, by the way, star receiver, star backer, star corner. I mean, those are difference maker players.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Joy with the news.
No. Turn on the news. This is the Herdline News.
Yeah, it seems like it's going to be a while before I'm going to live that kind of life as a fan again.
Yeah, things aren't great in Miami right now for you.
It's not great in Pittsburgh either, but we'll talk about Pittsburgh in a minute.
Tomorrow.
So Kyrie Irving is currently unable to play in Nets home games due to the New York vaccine protocols. And with a change in Kyrie's status, unlikely, Steve Nash has accepted the team will have to make do without one of their stars for parts of the season. He said, I think we recognize he's not playing home games. We're going to have to, for sure, play without him this year. So it just depends on when, where, and how much.
Now, it could change. Legislation, laws could change in New York, right? Like, so they could...
So there's... He can practice now because their training facility was reclassified as a private office. So that means it's no longer subject to the COVID-19 mandates. And Kyrie is able to join the team for practice. He participated in their outdoor event in Brooklyn on Saturday and was there for their normal practice on Sunday, according to Nash. So he's able to practice. And yes, all this entire situation around the planet, not just the United States of America, because it's a pandemic, it's all over the world, is a constantly fluid situation. It's constantly changing. We get new information, cases drop. There's obviously any of this could change throughout the season, but it's not right now. And as of right now, currently, he's not going to be able to play in home games, which is, I mean,
it's ridiculous. Can you imagine if this was a football story? Yeah, Justin Herbert can't play home games. Well, then we can't have him on the team. Like, what are we doing here?
I don't know. Whatever your choices are, that's your decision.
Yeah, congrats.
Congrats. Like, you have the freedom in this country. You are free to make those decisions.
That's right.
And there's no vaccine jail, and you can be unvaccinated and continue with your life as you see fit. However, there are protocols in place, and he's not going to be able to be there. I don't know how, like, how do you go into the season planning for this? It's not like he's just some guy down the bench. Like, this is
serious.
A part of your... the core of your team, the reason why KD came there, and he can't play in home games.
You should have, the NBA should have a rule that once every decade, you can just get rid of a player, the league pays up, picks up the salary, and it doesn't hurt your salary cap. I'm dead serious on this. Is that like, it's the umbrella clause, like once a decade a franchise is like, I remember a team drafted a guy one time and he refused to fly. He had the fear of flying, and you're like, okay, it was a first-round draft. It was Royce White, I recall, from Iowa State. And like they're like, well, he won't fly. You should be able to just say, okay, it's off the books. You, by the way, he'll still get paid, but it goes off your books. Like the Brooklyn Nets should be able
to sign someone else.
No, like Brooklyn Nets should say, listen, we're not going to do this anymore. He gets paid. It doesn't hurt us off the books. Once a decade, there's an exemption clause for craziness. And sometimes it's circumstantial. It's a personality. But I feel bad for an organization, a general manager, because it's like they're trapped. And I always think it's unfair to fans and organizations when you're trapped and just an exempt clause that it's off the books. Kyrie gets paid. We can go try to find a player to...
I mean, they're championship contenders and they're completely tied to the whims of Kyrie. It's like, it's
brutal.
Not, it's
brutal.
Yeah. So the Steelers got back in the win column, beat the Broncos. We kind of predicted this was going to be a low scoring, kind of interesting game, but
weird.
Najee Harris had a career high 122 rushing yards and a touchdown.
He did.
That's a positive sign for Pittsburgh.
He did it. You know, he's not a home run hitter back, but he can in space make people miss. He had a very good game.
Yes. Big Ben also threw for 253 yards and two touchdowns, so they snapped three-game losing streak. It looked like it was going to be a blowout, but Denver snuck back in with two fourth-quarter touchdowns, and Pittsburgh was able to hang on 27-19.
That was early in the game, yeah.
But bad news for Pittsburgh. Juju Smith-Schuster will reportedly have surgery on his shoulder, and he is going to be out for the rest of the season. So
okay, well, they have two other good receivers I like.
Yes. I mean, Juju is a core part of that receiving unit, and that's really bad news for Pittsburgh, who was already dealing with a lot this year. But it's a nice win over the Broncos. How are you feeling about the Broncos right now?
Not great.
Teddy looked good, though. I mean, Teddy, you know, it was
hey
solid.
You date teams in the hierarchy, you don't marry all of them. I'm married to the Bills. I'm not married to the, they were just, we flirted and it was like, oh, she's crazy, and then she's gone.
You had a little fun there.
Yeah.
Well, college football was incredible this weekend.
Oh, amazing.
A new number one in college football. Georgia jumped into the top spot.
I'm telling you right now, Joy, they may have 11 NFL players on defense. Their linebacking core it's incredible. You can't move the ball. You cannot move the ball on Georgia when they're in the mood.
Good. when they're in the mood. Well, they got to the number one spot by unanimous vote. Alabama lost to Texas A&M on Saturday. You don't get to say that very often. They fell down to the fifth spot.
Oh, give me a break. They're two.
And then...
Who's two?
Two. So it's Georgia, Iowa.
Oh,
Cincinnati,
Lord.
Oklahoma.
Oh, God, come on.
Come on, Colin. You got to love this. We ask for parody all the time in college football.
Yeah, but like, it's fake parody. Iowa plays Alabama tomorrow. What's the score? Come on.
Georgia, Iowa, Cincinnati, Oklahoma are top four. Alabama, then you have Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan, Oregon. Michigan State is the top 10.
By the way, Penn State's better than Iowa. Their quarterback got hurt. Penn State was controlling that game, and the quarterback got hurt. I got nothing against Iowa. You're the world's best corn. I got nothing against you. But you got to give me a break on number two in the country.
Well, Oklahoma jumped up to six. From 6-4 after that win over Texas. Yeah, unbelievable game.
They should lose votes. That was in the crazy. That's the best college football game I've seen since Boise State beat Oklahoma. That's the best single college game I've seen. Penn State USC in the Rose Bowl a few years ago with Darnold was ridiculous. That's close.
It's fun, though. You let Iowa have their moment.
Yeah, and you're right. You're right. Iowa's number two easily. I have to be nicer. That's a new, you know what? It's a, I need to be nicer.
I don't think you're not being nice, but I think it's good, though. It's good for college football. We've been talking about this all year, that this feels like a different year where there's actually some competition and parity in college football.
On a neutral field, Georgia can beat Alabama. Their defense is all NFL dudes.
Georgia, Iowa, Cincinnati, Oklahoma is top four today. That's fun.
All right. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line
News. I would have Georgia 1, Alabama 2, and then a bunch of question marks. All right. Very funny. Three-word game. Our staff works hard at this coming up next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Carmen. I'm Dan Beyer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA, by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors Dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This fall, get cozy with Casper. Great night sleep. 10% off everything else, 15% off mattresses. Casper.com is where you go. We call it the three-word game, NFL Week 5. Can we describe each game when forced to in three succinct words? Here we go. Rams at the Seahawks, for Pete's sake. Lost 3 of 4. The defense has allowed in four straight games 450 or more yards. They've got two great players, Bobby Wagner and Jamal Adams, and not much else. Inconsistent pressure and poor corners. Jets, Falcons, international jet grounded. Falcons were up 17-0 before the Jets gained a single first down. Zach Wilson makes flashy plays, but the Jets had two screens set up perfectly and he couldn't hit those. He's the only quarterback to throw a pick, at least one, in every game. Lions at the Vikings. Vikes almost yikes. Four of their five games decided by a possession. Had the ball at their own 18, trailing by one with 33 seconds in the fourth. Moved it down and got a last-second 54-yard field goal to beat the despondent Detroit Lions. Saints at Washington. Washington of questions. What happened to their defense? They have the worst scoring defense in the NFC. Jameis Winston, hot knife through butter. They've allowed 33 points and 5 touchdowns to a team that's offensively trying to find itself, the Saints. Patriots at Texans, the come Mac kid, Mac Jones. Patriots 4 straight scoring drives to end the game. Now that's important because Mac is playing and people knew he had to throw. I judge quarterbacks differently. That's a real step for Mac Jones. Had some pressure, had to throw, had to score on drives. They overcame a 13-point deficit, the comeback kid. Dolphins, Buccaneers, Florida senior moment. Brady now leads the NFL in passing first downs, completions. Now, Antonio Brown was a beast, but Miami couldn't stop him, and Brady looks incredibly comfortable. It's like he never played in New England. That warm weather, those open receivers, the time he's having. Packers at Bengals, just kicking themselves. They combined for 5 missed field goals over the final 2:12 and overtime session. It was maddening. Cincinnati had it won. Green Bay had it won. Mason Crosby, God, I felt bad for him. Missed 4 kicks. Hit the flag with one of them. It was not a weather issue. Weather was great in Cincinnati. Incredible to watch, though. Just insanity. Broncos at Steelers. Steel got it. Season high 27 points. Ben had 121 passer rating. This was an early completion for a touchdown. They ran the ball. I think most heartening wasn't Bennett, was they actually ran the football. They have a very young offensive line. Is it growing into itself? We'll see. Eagles at Panthers. More Hurts feelings. Jalen Hurts didn't throw for a lot, didn't play necessarily well, but played well enough. He had two rushing touchdowns. This was a really nice run. And Philadelphia, for all the misgivings about Nick Sirianni, they're setting Jalen Hurts up to do what he can do at this point. Kind of a fun watch. They're kind of a different offense. It's a fun watch. Titans at Jaguars. Jacksadaisical at best. They have the worst turnover differential. They have one takeaway. They had a puncher's chance early, but bad roster outside of wide receivers. Jacksonville's a bad roster. Browns at Chargers. Herb, your enthusiasm. Justin Herbert, 9 starts, 1 last 8. Third straight game with 3 touchdown passes and 100 passer rating. Here's the other thing I like. Not only is it his 11th 300 game, though, but this is the 7th time in his short career, a third of his career, he's had 3 touchdowns and no picks. He plays with incredible humility. He knows how valuable the ball is. He also plays with discipline and control, which is hard when you have an arm good enough to show off. It's one thing if you're limited. When you got the howitzer and you don't show it off much, that's real maturity. Bears at Raiders, another loss, Vegas. Derek Carr didn't have a passing touchdown. Bears defense was fantastic. They've lost back-to-back games again after starting 3-0. Back-to-back weeks held under 300 total yards. Niners at Cardinals. Trey got lanced. Listen, they held Arizona under 30 points, so that's a win there. Trey Lance, athlete, runs pretty well. Again, take a deep breath. Didn't make a ton of mistakes, just very limited offensively right now. And Kyle Shanahan, I didn't think, had a great day calling plays. Giants at the Cowboys. This feels real. 515 yards. Dallas has outgained every single opponent this year. That matters. Even the Chargers. They've done it at home. They outgained Tampa, and they outgained the Chargers. That matters. Trayvon Diggs, by the way, is the best young corner in football. He has more interceptions, 6, and you'll see him here. He has more interceptions than 27 teams in the NFL do. Bills at Chiefs. Bills looked buff. Now favorites, according to Fox Bet, to win the Super Bowl. They have the best turnover differential. What does that mean? They force you to give the ball up. They put pressure on you, but they're not bothered by your pressure. And again, a quarterback with a big arm, they tend to make historically more mistakes. I think Josh Allen played under control. Stephon Diggs was kind of limited last night, didn't use him a lot, and still won convincingly in Kansas City. And tonight, Colts-Ravens, Indy under 500. They got to win tonight. This is a big one for the Colts. It's a very, very winnable division. They've had injuries. Carson Wentz has not necessarily been the problem. He's battling his health. But I don't know who I like tonight. It's a good football game. Colts will fall to 1-4 if they lose, though. In that division, you're not out of it. In a lot, you are. In that, you're not. But you can see, you could sense last week the urgency they're playing with. They just got to get healthy up front. Perform at your best with M-Drive, the supplement for driven men who want to get leader and support healthy T-levels. Free shipping. Go to mdriveformen.com today. That was fun.
Football Mondays are always great.
Tomorrow, the herd hierarchy. In fact, I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to leave space for Baltimore, but I have a really good feeling. You know, last week I had Buffalo 1, Baltimore 2. I like architecture. I like the way they're built. All those defensive linemen. Just got put 3 new dudes in. Blitz once all night. Like 65 snaps, 1 blitz. That tells you our guys better than your guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.